Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Cassie Parks, and we're going to have a fabulous discussion today on more money equals more business. And who doesn't like to talk about money, right? So I'm going to bring Cassie on in just a moment. But first, I want to share a little bit of gratitude with all of you. I am so honored that I get to share this show with you each and every week. And I want to thank you for taking your time, taking time out of your busy day, because everybody's busy, to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, I've always said this. I think being a holistic entrepreneur is kind of like being a conscious entrepreneur. You know, you really want to make a difference in the world, and you come from that heart-centered place. You want to leave your legacy, leave an impact. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I am so honored that I get to share this show with people all over the world. That just, it really feeds my soul. And today I wanted to give a special shout out to my friends and my listeners in Canada. I always like to call somebody out and say, hey, thanks for listening. Although I appreciate every single one of you who does listen in. No matter where you are in the world or when you're listening to this. I mean, it could be the day it airs, and it could be 2 years later. And I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. Now, I always want to invite you to join me in the Entrepreneur Mastery Facebook group. It's such an awesome place where we can all share and support and connect with one another. And I'm really active in that group as well. And remember that you can find this show on a lot of different internet radio networks, you know, that carry the show, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and others. And you can find all of those on my website at bonniegressel.com. And I always leave a wonderful gift for you, as our guest does as well. And the wonderful gift from me is right out here on this show page. So you can just click on that and check that out. We're going to talk a little bit more about Cassie's gift to you later when I bring her on the show. So now, without further ado, allow me to introduce Cassie so that we can bring her on. Cassie Parks is a multi-time best-selling author on the topics of money, business, and lifestyle design. Her superpower is helping her clients welcome more money into their lives. And who couldn't use that? Join me now in welcoming Cassie Parks to the show. Well, welcome, Cassie. I am so excited to have you here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know you're a really busy person, so I so value your time. Thank you for coming in to share with all of us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bios, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and the work that you do?
Yeah, I would love to. You know, I feel like when people ask me, when did you become an entrepreneur? I say like at 7 years old, I was around, you know, creating plays or performances that, you know, then I try to, my cousins and I would sell tickets to our aunts and uncles for. And so for as long as I can remember, I've really had that entrepreneur spirit, and I've done a bunch of different things going through time. And when I found, you know, coaching, that's what I knew I wanted, but I struggled for a long time to figure out how to do that, to figure out how to implement all of the marketing stuff that I was learning for about 7 years until one day it clicked. And, you know, I asked myself, what do I really want? And I came back to a place that I had wanted for a long time, which was really to have the choice. Even though I wanted to have a coaching business, I wanted to have the choice, the financial freedom to choose whether I got up and I went to work or not. And when I realized that and I started moving towards that, everything just clicked into place. And so I was able to retire from my job at 32 and leave corporate America to really build the business that I have today that I love, helping entrepreneurs double their business without doubling their hours and, of course, welcome more money into their lives.
Oh yeah. And that's, I mean, both of those topics, having more time and having more money, or I should say enough time and enough money for some people, is like such a hot topic for people. So I am so excited to talk about this topic or these topics with you today. You know, I know that, I mean, we all kind of know that it's important to have a powerful money mindset to, you know, all the stuff that goes with that. So would you talk a little bit about what having a powerful money mindset actually is and why that's important for, especially for entrepreneurs?
Yeah. So a powerful money mindset really is one that says, you know, I think at its core says I can do anything that I want. I can create anything. And that doesn't sound as connected to money, but I think it is, because when people have a powerful money mindset, they see more opportunities. They believe that if they can have more abundance, more money in their life, more of the experiences that they want, more of that time and that freedom that we were talking about just a minute ago. And for entrepreneurs, it's really important, because if you can't allow more money into your business can't grow. You know, and so often I see that's where that block is to people taking their business to the next level, is that it's often about increasing the income, and either they've never made that income, so there's something about it that's unfamiliar to them that sort of feels scary. It's that they don't believe that they're worthy of that. Sometimes when business gets easier, you know, as an entrepreneur, you learn more and things get easier. You know, there's this, if you have that age old, you know, you have to work really hard for your money. Then it can be hard when things are going a little bit easier to welcome more money. And entrepreneurs will tend to create things that they have to overcome to make it hard to get more money.
Oh, you said some really juicy things in there, Cassie. You know, it's like I say this all the time to people. Belief is the best gift that you can give to yourself. And I think there's so many people who don't really believe that they can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can say, be, or do anything you want. And the other thing that you mentioned, and I want to talk about this a little bit more because I think it's so critical, is the whole worthiness issue. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I find that with clients that I work with and people that I know, they just don't feel like they deserve. So do you see that in your work as well?
I do. You know, in fact, I mean, I just had a conversation about it a couple hours ago. Mm. That's how often it comes up, you know, yes. Is like daily. And I see that in my work. You know, people don't believe that, you know, there's this worthiness. I don't deserve to have that. I don't deserve to have money and time. I don't deserve to have the money and the happiness. And so really working through that is crucial, I think, to both welcoming more money, welcoming everything into your life that you want.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so can you give us a flavor of how, like, say somebody comes to you and they say, oh yes, I think I'm worthy of this, but you can tell that they're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with someone like that to sort of help them to move forward, to feel like they are worthy, to feel like they deserve it and believe in themselves?
That's such a great question. You know, I have them follow the process. Because what the process that I teach in my course called Manifest 10K, which is all about bringing more money in, really fleshes this stuff out. It has a way of bringing to the surface, oh, I didn't think I was worthy of that. Mm. You know, without us necessarily going to have to dig into that, what I call bubbles it to the surface, and then we can look at it together. And sometimes, you know, what's cool about things that come up to the surface is sometimes it's just seeing it and goes away. I would say, you know, a good percentage of the time, once it just bubbles up and you're aware of it, it kind of just dissipates. But sometimes there's other work to do. So I have different exercises. One of which is writing, I am worthy of, you know, and listing out like 50 lines of what you're worthy of. Mm-hmm. So that people experience that space. Another one really is a concept that I call, you know, developing your money persona. So that you can start stepping into them. And when you create a money persona that is worthy of everything that he or she has, and then you start to become that person and sort of mesh them into one, that worthiness naturally evolves and the person starts to take it on.
Mm, oh, I like that. And, you know, and I read your book about manifesting, you know, 10K in 90 days, and there were lots of juicy stuff in there, and we'll get to some of that in our interview today. But first I have to ask you, because I know I'm going to get this from people, Can this really happen? Can you really manifest $10,000 in 90 days? That's got to be impossible. How do you do? I mean, do you get that from people?
I do. I get it in interviews, right?
Okay.
But it's absolutely possible. I mean, it's been proven over and over again between the course and now the book. What I love is that I had tons of stories about how the course could manifest, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in 90 days. But now I'm getting the stories as the book is starting to come out of people who read the book. You know, there's stories of people who in 50 days manifested $14,300 by following the process. Another woman, it was like 24 hours and I believe the number is $7,500. There's a guy who manifested within 48 hours, $10,000 worth of materials that he's a glass blower that he would use to create more and more money. You know, he is, and so even though it wasn't $10,000 cash, what he told me is he's like, that's what I would have when you ask in the book, you know, what are you going to use your $10,000 for? He's like, to buy materials so I can make $100,000 worth of product and sell 100. And that's what happened within a couple of days of reading the book. Someone called him and offered him $10,000 of materials completely out of the blue. He hadn't, like, you know, this wasn't in the works before he read the book or anything. But those are the things that happen. You know, it's absolutely possible.
And, you know, one of the things that I really liked about your book, I mean, there were lots of things, but one thing that struck me is sometimes it's like, you know, we want to talk to Oprah first without starting at a lower place. You know, it's like we want everything all at once without, say, you know, starting at 10,000 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a mistake that some people make too.
Absolutely. And that's really where I came. You know, when I first started this course, it wasn't called Manifest 10K or 10,000. It was just called Money, Money, Money. And what I realized is that people were doing the Oprah thing. They were going for the top and they'd fall off the wagon, so to speak, about 5 days in, because the number, you know, it's like, I want, you know, $10 million or $1 million. It was just too big for their brain to process. And what I found, you know, over time coaching thousands of people in this process is that when you start at that lower number, you know, you're not going for Oprah, like you said, I love that analogy. You can learn the skills and you can grow the confidence and you can amp up that belief that we were talking about earlier, that this is possible by starting with this at this $10,000 place.
I really liked that, that golden nugget that you had in the book. So, you know, if money doesn't really buy happiness, why should we be focused on it?
Because, right? You know, and I truly believe that. You know, people say, Les Brown says, money doesn't buy happiness, but I'd sure like to figure it out for myself. And I always love when I've seen him a couple times and he said that. But it doesn't buy our happiness, but it sure impacts it. It makes our life easier. It makes, you know, the things, the experiences that we want to have easier. And I think, and it impacts everything. You know, unless you're going off the grid, in which case you probably saved some money, you know, to buy a property off grid, you know, everything that we do daily, there, money comes into play. It's an energy that has to do with our daily lives, you know, whether it's going to get coffee in the morning, it's filling up your car with gas, it's paying for the car that you're driving, you know, to the job or to your business, whatever, it plays in everything. And so developing a good relationship with it, and focusing on creating more of it, I think is super important. And one of the reasons is because, you know, I think we're always moving toward or away. So if we're always moving toward more money, then we're not creating less of it. I think you're kind of either going in either one of those directions. And so creating more and more, to some people sounds hedonistic or over the top, but I think it's just once you develop the skills, you keep using those skills and you develop more and more and attract more and more into your life.
Oh yeah, I like that. And I always, you know, when I have this type of conversation with people, I come from the place of, if I have more money, I can do more things. I can help more people. I can have a bigger impact. And maybe it's the Florence Nightingale syndrome that I have because I'm a originally I was I'm a nurse mm-hmm. practitioner and a mom and all that. So I've always said I've always had the Florence Nightingale syndrome because I have to give everything away. And so for me, that kind of helps me to say, okay, money is not bad, because so many of us grew up with that, you know, money is evil, rich people are nasty, you know, those kinds of limiting beliefs that, you know, we might have gotten from, you know, our parents or elders or teachers or whatever. And I think that a lot of us struggle with limiting beliefs around money.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I love that you highlighted, you absolutely, you know, when you have more money, you can do more. Mm-hmm. And I would say 50% of people, like, at least when I hear, like, why is it that you want more money in your life? That's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we do, people bump up against those beliefs, like you mentioned, you know, that rich people are mean, or, you know, money's not for everybody, all of those type of things.
Yeah. And you probably do this with your clients too, but sometimes when I'm talking with someone, we'll just sort of like be talking about money as a topic, and we'll notice what feelings come up. A lot of times there are negative emotions around money, because people think of, you know, paying bills and, you know, maybe not enough in the bank or whatever. And so I think in addition to the limiting beliefs, there's the whole icky vibe around money for some people. Do you come up, you know, against that in some of the people that you work with?
I do. I think a vast majority of people, when they start working with me, have that and come up against that their only thoughts or feelings about money are the negative ones.
Yeah.
'Cause like you said, it's like, there's not enough in the bank. There's not mm-hmm. this. And that's really one of the things that I work to help them change. And, you know, focus on when there is a good feeling about money, when they're having a really good money experience.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. A good money experience. I like that. So, you know, there are so many things that get in the way of everyone, really, but especially entrepreneurs in terms of making money. You know, there's money and time and all these things to do and all these things to learn. And then you've got the limiting beliefs and all the things that we've been talking about. What do you think are some of the biggest things that get in the way for entrepreneurs, especially in making more money?
I think one of the biggest things is that belief that they have to work really hard. Mm. And so I think a lot of times once it, you know, they get the ball rolling, if it's not hard enough, they find ways to make it harder.
That's so true.
You know, and that's, you know, I had to catch myself doing that, especially, mm-hmm. you know, after leaving, you know, my corporate job and really enjoying my time. Like, there were moments that first year I'd go, like, you're creating this. There's no reason it needs to be hard right now. You don't have to get up and, you know, work from 7 to 7. Like, and so I think that, I also think there's so much potential when you're an entrepreneur that, you know, one of the things people bump up against is their own ceiling. You know, they've never made, you know, X amount of dollars before. You know, maybe they've made 50, but they haven't made 100, or they've made 100, but they haven't made 250. And so bumping up against their own, you know, places that they need to grow in terms of what they're able to receive, I think is also a place that entrepreneurs get stuck in when it comes to money.
Oh, that is such a good point. You know, because we create, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. We create our own glass ceiling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, and this is just a curiosity question, do you think, you know, because everyone knows about the glass ceiling that women have to deal with, right, in general, mm-hmm. do you think that women, and I don't mean to be stereotypical here, but do you think women tend to create their own ceiling as entrepreneurs more than men, or is it the same?
You know, I mostly work with women. But I think it's about the same. Even when okay. I think about the men that I work with, I think they create their own ceilings as well. Mm. And maybe they're different, but I think they're as different as, for me in my experience, it's not even gender specific as it is personal experience. Like, the experiences that they come to the table with create different ceilings.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. You know, it's because it's so much, I mean, all of our life experiences create who we become.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, stuff that went on as in their childhood and growing up years, or sometimes their early adulthood and relationship stuff, situations, whatever, all of that stuff is in there. I always tell people, everything is in there, that subconscious mind, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. You don't want, you want the good stuff at the top.
Yeah.
And so many, so much of the time, the good stuff is not at the top for people.
That's so true. So often, and it's because we've learned to, you know, put our focus on not the good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I think because as a society, you know, often you walk in and, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day and she was like, I'm realizing as I'm becoming an entrepreneur that what connected me to some of my friends was our complaining about life. And she goes, now that I don't want to do that anymore, it's very like we're becoming disconnected. And so yeah. I think, you know.
Yeah, what do we talk about now?
Yeah, what do we talk about? And I think there's this, you know, condition that's one of the ways we connect. We can train ourselves to connect differently, connect on the positive. But yeah, getting that good stuff to the top is, it's something that you got to focus on to create that experience. And when once it's on the top and you can bring it to the top, you've probably experienced this with your clients. It's a lot easier to keep it at the top, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so true. And you mentioned this before, Cassie, the awareness. I mean, sometimes it's just the awareness of something, mm-hmm. acknowledging something, and that will, you know, get, you know, dissipate the energy from it or whatever. Just, it just helps to make that shift.
Yeah, definitely. Because you can't, you know, if you're not aware of it, you can't do anything, first of all. But you know, when you're like operating blindly, when you can't see it, and sometimes that takes a coach to point it out. I'm sure your clients have probably experienced that, but often you just need to see it. And then it's like, like I said, it just often dissipates. That awareness mm-hmm. is so important. And when it comes to money, I think a lot of people can't see their own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's absolutely true. You know, we've talked about, oh my goodness, so many awesome things today, so many juicy topics, but you know what? I know life is busy. And if people could only remember one thing from our conversation today, what is the one thing that you really want people to take away from our interview today?
That you have a choice. You know, we might not have touched on this a lot, but the reason that I do what I do and the reason that it works is because it show people that they have a choice in who they want to be in terms of money. And I think so many times people just don't realize they have a choice. And if you learned one thing from me, it would really be to take away that you get to choose your experience with money, and that choice will have an impact on your reality and what you experience.
Mm. Oh, that is so true. I mean, I'm kind of all about choice because my other podcast is called The Gift of Choice. And that I talk about that all the time. And you know, something that, you know, makes me think of this as we're talking about choice, because I think this is such a critical point. Our choices around anything, around money in this case, are so important. But you know what? The other thing is, it kind of goes back to that worthiness thing, I think. It goes back to that self-love, because that's a choice too. And people choose to love themselves enough or not.
Mm-hmm. It is a huge choice. And I will tell you, the root of being able to choose better money for myself really mm-hmm. came out of loving myself.
Yeah.
Like and everything that I do in terms of money, I look at as a loving myself act. You know, when mm-hmm. I choose to invest in the things that make me happy instead of the things I should, you know, because right. somebody else says, mm-hmm. Then I'm honoring my happiness, and I'm really honoring that self-love and that self-worth and showing myself I'm worth, you know, what I want. And so I think everything in terms of being good with money definitely comes back to that choice to love yourself.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. And it's, you know, the whole worthiness piece, self-love, self-acceptance, just, you know, putting, you know, one of the things I talked about on my other show last week, I think it was the list of priorities. I do this often with clients. I have people make their list of their priorities in their life, like maybe the first five things or whatever, and to label them, you know, priority number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I have them look at the list and find where they are on the list. Mm. And you know what? Most of the time, they're not even on the list. Certainly not at the top.
Yeah, that's a great exercise.
And it's so telling, because just what you were talking about before, Cassie, is so true. How you relate to yourself, how you, that choice that you make about your own worthiness, your self-love, all of that, you know, grows into everything else and certainly affects your relationship with money.
Yes, absolutely. It totally impacts your relationship with money and impacts your relationship. It impacts you in a way that allows you to grow or not grow, right? So mm-hmm. if you're, you know, really loving yourself and you're on that path and you're, you know, acceptance and self-worthiness, you're going to be more likely to allow more money into your life and more money into your life.
Mm-hmm. It all, you know, to me, it all works together. And you've sort of confirmed that in our conversation today. So thank you. I know, Cassie, I know people are going to want more of you. They're going to want to know about your book and your How to Make $10,000 in 90 days. So tell us, what's the best way to get a hold of you and find out more about your services and your coaching and your book and all of that?
So you can go to Cassie, C-A-S-S-I-E, parks.com, and you can find links to everything I do to join the Manifest 10K course. And you can also, you know, go to your favorite book, online book retailer and look for Manifest 10,000 and order your copy and you can get started. And that's a great way to just get started. And then if you are like, I need some more support, you can go to manifest10k.com and join the course. But like I shared earlier, you know, people are having tons of success just reading the book. And so really you can get any level of support that you need.
And I know I've read the book and it's very, very good. It's a relatively quick read, which is great because life is busy, but
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful golden nuggets in there, wonderful insight and things to think about and things to think about differently. So I would certainly recommend it to anyone who's listening to the show today.
Thank you.
You know, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Cassie. I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day and sharing with all of us. I truly do appreciate you being here at the Holistic Entrepreneur.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been so much fun talking to you.
You've been listening to the Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.